This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. The Lok Sabha was today adjourned for the day, while the Rajya Sabha till 2 PM following opposition protests over the alleged irregularities in the NEET exam. When the Lok Sabha assembled after the first adjournment at 12 noon, Congress members started sloganeering, demanding resignation of the Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan over the issue. Members from Congress, DMK, TMC, Samajwadi Party and others tripped into the well. Speaker Om Birla said the committee has been formed to look into the issue. He said not allowing the House to function in pre-planned manner is not right for the parliamentary democracy. He said the members can raise the issue during the discussion on motion of thanks on the President's address. Rejecting the opposition demand of discussion over NEET issue, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said there has not been a tradition to allow any discussion during the period when discussion on President's address is scheduled. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid homage to former Prime Minister P.V. Narasimha Rao on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said Narasimha Rao is remembered for his leadership and wisdom. The Prime Minister said it is his government's honour that it conferred the Bharat Ratna on Narasimha Rao earlier this year, recognising his rich contribution to the nation. The Jharkhand High Court today granted bail to former Chief Minister Hemant Soren in a money laundering case linked to land scheme. Soren, the executive president of Jharkhand Mukti Morcha, was arrested by the Enforcement Directorate on January 31 in connection with its investigation into the money laundering case. The 48-year-old politician is currently lodged in Birsa Munda Jail in Ranchi. The High Court had on June 13 reserved its decision on Soren's bail plea. The Indian Meteorological Department said that monsoon has arrived in the national capital, Delhi, leading to several cases of urban flooding. Intense rainfall has lashed various parts of the city in the wee hours today. Moderate to heavy spell is likely to continue in the city today. Monsoon has covered most parts of north and central India, including Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan and Bihar, and is heading further upwards. 13 people died and 4 were injured when a tempo traveller hit a truck parked on the roadside in Vyadgi Taluk in Karnataka. Among the dead are 8 women and 2 children. The accident occurred early this morning on the Pune-Bengaluru National Highway. The 4 injured have been admitted to Haveri District Hospital. The police chief from Haveri District visited the accident spot and the case has been booked regarding the incident. The Reserve Bank of India in its latest financial stability report stated that the Indian economy and the financial system remain robust and resilient, anchored by macroeconomic and financial stability. The report that came out yesterday further highlighted that gross non-performing assets ratio of the scheduled commercial banks fell to a multi-year low of 2.8% and the net non-performing assets ratio to 0.6% at the end of March 2024. The financial stability report also observes that global economy is facing heightened risk from prolonged geopolitical tensions, elevated public debt and the slow progress in the last mile of disinflation. The first batch of Amarnath pilgrims that departed from Jammu Kashmir base camp early this morning entered Kashmir Valley this afternoon amid tight security arrangements. After crossing the Navyuk tunnel, the pilgrims were given a warm welcome by DC Kulgam Athar Ali Ul Safi Khan, along with other officials of district administration and tourism department. This year's Amarnath Yatra is scheduled to begin tomorrow from both the routes of Baltal and Chandanwari in Valley. The National Human Rights Commission has issued a notice to the Uttar Pradesh government over the reported death of 3 workers inside a sewage treatment plant in Greater Noida. Taking some moto cognizance of the media report, the NHRC has issued notices to the Uttar Pradesh Chief Secretary and the Director General of Police for the detailed report within 1 week. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.